9. Listening closely to number 53, Ain't Gonna Be Scared No More, we all know the same songs. In the hills, where we learn to be at home, our words rise above the cover, ring out, we are a we, they are a they. Once it was enough to know this for yourself, you'd be moving down an aisle after the good dip from last time, and another of their money anthems would come on, and you'd relish your alienation like it was your cool older sister introducing you to Antonioni before you even knew you had fallen comrades. Then it became no longer enough. The rot didn't disaccumulate. No justice, no peace, no alternative PRBS. So we'd meet here and there and everywhere they stumbled on their death march. No surprises, they could only keep killing us. But underground, I hear the hills, miles from the butcher's lullabies, where we're gonna sing the same songs beneath a new moon.
I hear you. I really do hear you. But if I may, a comradely cautionary tale. Star stuff lived within us, elements of our bones and bile and blood, harmless before we began being fed plastics, having asbestos stuffed around the cradle, made to breathe coal, gold, uranium, nickel dust, methane, and such, having our graves dug for us, but mano a mano, person to person, we do our own butchering, digging graves for one another, just to say what is done to us and what we do to each other, eerily similar. Just to say, revolution is fraught with our natures. But for me, it's revolution or the nunnery. Cloistering is not good for poetry.
Likeness and difference. The nun is loaded, semi-automatic. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. The revolutionary, also an instrument. The sweetest disharmonies here, beyond this monstrous procession.
Every day the body bags become the everyday body bags, whether COVID-19 or our uncountable wars since the beginning of us, culminating in the bitter one against life itself. And it is also obvious and so unimaginative.